Good morning, church.
Good morning, Brother Charles.
Good morning, beloved of the Lord. I cannot stress that enough. It is important to know that we are His beloved. He loves us very much. Well, today is going to be a little bit of a different day today. We're going to start off our praise this morning, but we don't have any instruments. We have a tambourinist like we normally do, but Yuri is not able to be here today. So we decided we're going to sing to God a cappella. Nevertheless, we will praise Him. Because I prayed, I asked God for a list, He provided a list, and it's a shame that we would just simply say, well, we're just not going to sing today. So what we're going to do is we're just going to go through each song. It's going to be a little bit different. And, you know, I was kind of joking with Sister Joanne here this last week. I said, you know, I'm probably due for another apology to the church. It's been a while since we had one. And it's kind of a joke, you know, because a lot of churches, what they employ is they employ these lights, these flashing lights, and they have smoke, but they don't have the Holy Spirit. And I said, you know, that's something that we're really going to need to claim here on Sunday. That we don't have something. But you know what? We can make a joyful noise to the Lord. He can anoint us to sing, and it can be the most powerful time of praise that we have ever had. So let's stand and let's get ready here. Father, we thank You once again that we have the breath of life in us and that we were able to make it to church here this morning. And now, Father, You know the situation that we're in. And Father, we just ask that Your Holy Spirit will just be here with us today, like You always are. But Father, we ask for Your anointing upon us to sing and to praise You, but also that we will come to You in spirit and in truth, in the way that You want us to come. And that makes for a very good combination where You can move unhindered among us here. And we thank You for doing that now this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, first song is going to be, We Bring the Sacrifice of Praise.
We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of joy. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of thanksgiving. And we offer unto You the sacrifices of joy.
Amen.
We're singing hallelujah, hallelujah, praise and worship to the Lamb. We're singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore You, bowing down before You, songs of praises singing, hallelujahs ringing, Hallelujah. 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 Amen. We're singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise and worship to the Lamb. We're singing hallelujah, 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 amen. We worship and adore you, bowing down before you, songs of praises singing, hallelujah's ringing. Hallelujah, 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 amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. Wherever I am, I'll praise Him. For His love surrounds me like a sea. I'll praise the name of Jesus. Lift up the name of Jesus. For the name of Jesus lifted me.
Thank you, Lord.
We have come into this house and gathered in your name to worship you. We have come into this house and gathered in your name to worship you. We have come into this house and gathered in your name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship you, Jesus Christ our Lord. So we lift up holy hands and magnify your name and worship you. So we lift up holy hands and magnify your name and worship you. So we lift up holy hands and magnify your name and worship Christ the Lord. Worship you, Jesus Christ our Lord. You are all my righteousness. I stand complete in you and worship you. You are all my righteousness. I stand complete in you and worship you. You are all my righteousness. I stand complete in you and worship Christ the Lord. Worship you, Jesus Christ our Lord. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on you and worship you. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on you and worship you. Let's forget about ourselves and concentrate on you and worship Christ the Lord. Worship you, Jesus Christ our Lord. We have come into this house and gathered in your name to worship you. We have come into this house and gathered in your name to worship you. We have come into this house and gathered in your name to worship Christ the Lord. Worship you, Jesus Christ our Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, soul, are you weary and troubled? No light in the darkness you see. There's light for a look at the Savior and life more abundant and free. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. Look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Through death into life everlasting, he passed and we follow him there. Over us sin no more has dominion, for more than conquerors we are. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face. And the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. His word shall not fail you, he promised. Believe him and all will be well. Then go to a world that is dying, his perfect salvation to tell. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace.
Amen.
Isn't that true?
Yes.
Like today, that would be a good day to be discouraged and to say, well, you know, we don't have a pianist to play with. Nevertheless, we can concentrate. We can turn our eyes upon Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
In his time, he makes all things beautiful. In his time, Lord, please show me every day, as you're teaching me your way, that you do just what you say. In your time, in your time, in your time, you make all things beautiful. In your time, Lord, my life to you I bring. May each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing. in your time, in his time, in his time. He makes all things beautiful in his time. Lord, show me every day as you're teaching me your way, that you do just what you say in your time, in your time, in your time. You make all things beautiful in your time. Lord, my life to you I bring. May each song I have to sing be to you a lovely thing in your time.
Amen.
You'll find the words to that in Romans 8:28. And then when life gets a little dear or a little hard, as Thomas Dorsey wrote this song, Precious Lord, Take My Hand. He was tired, he was weary, and he was weak. But you know what? Nevertheless, he pressed on. Here we go. Precious Lord, take my hand. Lead me on, help me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When my way grows drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the darkness appears and the night draws near, and the day is past and gone. At the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Thank you, Jesus.
When it seems that you prayed till your strength is all gone, and your tears fall like raindrops all the day long, Jesus cares and he knows just how much you can bear. He'll speak your name to someone in prayer. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you. Have the clouds round you gathered in the midst of a storm. Is your ship tossed and battered? Are you weary and worn? Don't lose hope, someone's praying for you this very day. And peace be still is already on the way. Someone is praying for you. Someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you. And when it seems you're all alone and your heart would break in two, remember someone is praying for you.
Amen.
It's comforting to sing that song, is it not?
Yes.
It's also true, especially when you have a praying church.
There came a sound from heaven, like a mighty rushing wind. It filled their hearts with singing and gave them peace within. The Master gave this promise, the Spirit will descend, and from your inner being, a river with no end. There is a river that flows from deep within. There is a fountain that frees the soul from sin. Come to these waters, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry. There came a thirsty woman who was drawing from a well. Her life was ruined and wasted. Her soul was bound for hell. But then she met the Master, who told of her great sin. And if you'll drink this water, you'll never thirst again. There is a river that flows from God above. There is a fountain that's filled with His great love. Come to the water, there is a vast supply. There is a river that never shall run dry.
Thank you, Lord.
Father in heaven, how we love you. We lift your name in all the earth. May your kingdom be established in our praises, as your people declare your mighty works. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Father of mercy, be exalted. May Jesus' name be lifted up. For the sacrifice of love has won my pardon, and the resurrection power gives me life. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Blessed be the Lord God Almighty, who reigns forevermore. Who reigns forevermore. Who reigns forevermore.
Amen.
Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created, hast all things created. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord. Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor and power. For Thou hast created, hast all things created. For Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are created. Thou art worthy, O Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
It says in the book of Hebrews, come boldly into the presence of God. And that is what we're doing here this morning. Our last song is, come into the Holy of Holies. This is what we're doing.
Come into the Holy of Holies. Enter by the blood of the Lamb. Come into His presence with singing, worship at the throne of God. Come into the Holy of Holies, enter by the blood of the Lamb. Come into His presence with singing, worship at the throne of God. Lifting holy hands to the King of Kings, worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Come into into the Holy of Holies. Enter by the blood of the Lamb. Come into His presence with singing. Worship at the throne of God. Come into the Holy of Holies. Enter by the blood of the Lamb. Come into His presence with singing. Worship at the throne of God. Lifting holy hands to the King of Kings. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Lifting holy hands to the King of Kings. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus. Lifting holy hands to the King of Kings. Worship Jesus. Worship Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Worship Jesus. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture. With our hands lifted up, with a mouth full of praise, with a heart of thanksgiving, we worship You, O Lord. We worship You, O Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we want to come into Your presence with singing. We want to enter Your gates with thanksgiving and into Your courts with praise. Be thankful unto the Lord and bless His name. Oh, clap your hands, all ye people. Shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph. Oh, sing praises unto our God. Sing praises. Sing praises unto our King, sing praises. For the Lord is King over all the earth. Let us sing praises unto Him with understanding. O Lord, You are God and we will praise You. You are God, we will exalt You. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever. Oh, we thank You, Heavenly Father. We praise You, Lord God. We ask You today, have it Your way, Lord. Have it Your way, O Lord, all the day long. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we let the high praises of God today be in our mouth and the two-edged sword in our hands. Let us bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in our mouth. Oh, praise His holy name. Peace I leave with You, my peace I give unto You. Not like the world giveth, give I unto You. Oh, let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Oh, praise Your holy name. In me ye shall have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation. But be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Oh, hallelujah. And we are overcomers ourselves, for we overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. And we love not our lives even unto death. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father, that today we can do, and always we can do all things through Christ which strengthened us. For he is our source. He is our provider. He is our keeper. He's the shade on our right hand. He will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, for you trusted in thee. And we want to thank you and praise you, Father. Let our mind be upon you. Oh, let our focus be upon you. Oh, let us look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Oh, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He was set on the right hand of the throne of God. Oh, and as we endure tribulations, as go through suffering and pain and all kinds of things and trials and temptations, we know what is set before us. Oh, like Jesus, oh Lord, he was rejoicing because he knew what was where he was headed. And we know ourselves where we are headed. Oh, we are on our way to heaven. Shout in victory. Oh, praise his holy name. He is our God, and in him will we trust. Hallelujah. And we are going to dwell in the secret place of the Most High, that we may abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And Lord, we thank you for being our provider, for being our source. For you are God that shall supply all our needs according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And we have nothing to be anxious about. We have nothing to worry about. Our God is our provider. Oh, our God is our only source. And we want to thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need in this church body. Not only in everybody, but also in the church itself. We pray, O Lord, that you meet every need. Will you bless the finances? Oh, we thank you and praise you, Heavenly Father, for meeting every need, O Lord, today. And let today, out of what you have given us, let us give to the work of the Lord. Let us give with gladness, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you may have always all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you stand good in your promises. We pray today for the anointing upon the pastor as he will deliver the message to us. Give him joy and peace in his heart. Strengthen with all might, we pray. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for giving him the freedom to preach. And let the word come out with power and pierce each and every one like a two-edged sword. We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We pray for everyone that gives a testimony, for a mighty anointing upon them. Anoint Thomas as he gives the invitation. And let it be victory today all the way, and God's name be glorified. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And Lord, we give you all the praise. We give you all the glory and all the honor. And this prayer we pray in Jesus' precious and a mighty name. And all God's children said, Amen.
These are props, you know, props. Okay. All right. I got some announcements this morning. Okay. The first one is next Sunday we're going to have fellowship dinner, and that's going to be after church. And I think if it's not too hot, we're going to the park. If it's too hot, we're staying here. For me, it's not too hot. Okay. We need that vitamin D, not sunscreen, vitamin D. Okay. So I think we all need to bring a dish or two or, you know, whatever. Talk to Shireen so we don't all bring the same thing. Okay. Whoops. Now, here's my little sign I made. Okay. And on the back, see what it says? So I brought this to show you that next Friday there's going to be a tea party. Everybody know what a tea party is? And it's going to be in Sacramento at the state capitol from noon to 5. So you can look it up on sacteaparty.com. If you're happy with America and the way it's going, you can stay home. If you want to make a little noise, like I plan to, you can go. So, and I think it's pretty much open territory, you know. What do you want to talk about? Or what do you want to raise a little ruckus about? So that's, those are my props today. Okay, and I brought these actually for Satiris. He can take them because I'm going to ride my motorcycle down there. Which reminds me, when we have prayer time, a few weeks back, I went to Eastern Oregon and I met some people up there who had a little store. And so my wife had ordered something from them, and they were communicating by email. So what they have is they have a motorcycle rally up in this town once a year. And I guess the lady's brother was coming from another town with his wife on the back of their bike, and they were doing about 65, and someone just pulled right in front of them. Took them both out. They're both in the hospital, I think, and both in comas. So we want to pray for them today. I don't know anything about them. That's all I know. So, but I know my wife has been communicating by email with them. So I want to let them know that we prayed for those people today. And it always pays to pray before you go out. So even if you're going to the store, it's nice to have God's supernatural protection. So, and it also is good not to go out when the sun is shining in everybody's eyes. You know, a little wisdom. So, okay, we're going to have testimony time. Anybody have a testimony? Anybody besides Natalia? No. No, come on, Natalia, you're first.
He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. We got a day to sing with Noah. We got a day to sing with Noah. We got a day to sing with Noah and the animals in the ark. We got a day to sing with Noah. We got a day to sing with Noah. We got a day to sing with Noah and the animals in the ark.
A.
Antelope.
B.
Bear.
C.
Cat.
D.
Dog.
E.
Elephant.
F.
Fox.
G.
Giraffe.
H.
Hippo. We got a day to sing with Noah. We got a day to sing with Noah. We got a day to sing with Noah. And the animals in the ark.
I.
Iguana.
J.
Jackal.
K.
Kangaroo.
L.
Lumber.
Leopard.
Leopard.
M.
Monkey.
N.
Nightingale.
C. Otter. P.
Pelican.
Q.
Quail.
R.
Rooster.
S.
Sheep.
T.
Turtle.
U.
Umbrella bird.
V.
Vulture.
W.
Wool.
X.
X. Y. Zebra. We got a day to sing with Noah. We got a day to sing with Noah. We got a day to sing with Noah. And the animals in the ark.
Amen.
This is my pillow that I made.
Natalia is taking her sewing seriously. This is one of her, some of her projects. It's a pillow.
No, I didn't make it at sewing class. I made it yesterday.
At home. Very good. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I'm sure most of us heard the expression that money talks, or is like... Thomas Burns mentioned that it pays to pray before you go out. So anyway, there was three denominational bills talking to each other, a $20 bill, a $5, and a $1. So the $1 and $5 asked the $20, where did you circulate last week? Well, the $20 says that he went to 49ers football game in San Francisco, and then went to a high-class restaurant, and then to some other exclusive place. And then they asked the $5 bill, where did you circulate last week? He says, oh, I went to Wendy's, In-N-Out Burger, Domino's. So then they asked the $1 bill, where did you circulate? Church, church, and church. Amen.
Okay, Carol.
The Lord has been giving me a message, and I hesitated, and so now I'm about out of breath. Because if you wait on the Lord, then He just still reminds you and still... keep stirring you up. he was telling me that we need to only fear God and nothing else. And sometimes it's a hard message to be told to fear God, because we know that God loves us, and yet we're supposed to fear Him. And some of us have ideas of fear as being something like a scary movie or something gory and horrible, or something really terrifying. But the kind of fear that we have for God is the utter and utmost respect. And He is our judge. And so we do fear the judgment. We do not want to face Him and be confronted with a lot of sins. We want our sins to be covered by the blood of Jesus. And so we do fear God because He's our judge. And when we look at parents raising children, we could say that the child fears the father who might spank him if they knew that he was doing something wrong. And so that's the kind of fear that we have to have for God. And God has promised that when we fear Him, He is our refuge and our strength. He will cover us. He will shelter us from all the other fears that we could have. And also, if we fear the circumstances around us, then we are focusing on those things. and they will become more of a reality in our life than God. And that's why it's so important for us to focus in on the Lord and do not pay attention to the circumstances around us that are contradictory to the Word of God. Focus on the Lord and all these things will be taken care of. And then another thing too, when you, the heathen have idols made of silver and gold, and they have eyes, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. They have a mouth, and they speak not. And the people who put their trust in those idols are like that. They have eyes, but they see not, and ears, but they hear not. And when you are putting your attention on the fears, you are going to become like that fear. You are going to be fearful. You are going to be ineffective. You're walking with the wrong side of the wrong person. So if you keep your focus on God, who loves you and he's all powerful, you will become like him. You'll be changed from glory to glory. So fear the Lord.
Thank you. I had a conversation with somebody this week that you know, and that was one of my topics, actually. And I came up with a little slogan, and it is, practice your boldness. You know, practice your boldness. Because if we don't practice our boldness, we won't be ready when it's time to be bold. And so I'm going to practice a little boldness this Friday also. But daily, you know what I mean? If speaking what is the truth, whether it's liked or not. You know, so that's a good slogan. I mean, I like it. I don't know, it might have to grow on you, but I like it. Practice your boldness. Okay, Joanne?
Good morning. I was bold. This was week before last, not last week, and God blessed me. I was in a AM, PM service station behind a woman, a young woman, that had tattoos from her elbow to her shoulder. And she was entertaining everybody around her, and I was right behind her. And she was lauding the tattoos, and I said, "Don't take the mark of the beast." And she turned around, and she says, "What are you talking about?" And I said, "If you take the mark of the beast, a tattoo is a lead-in to it, programming you to take the mark." And she says, "You know, you're judging me." I said, "No, I'm not. I'm warning you." And she picked up her things. She said a couple of other things. I can't remember. But she picked up her things, and as she turned, she hit me really hard in the arm, and it didn't even bruise. But I said, and she said, "You're going to go to hell for judging me." And I said, "I'm not judging you. I'm warning you." And she says, "God doesn't judge people." And I said, "You better read the Bible, honey." And she went out, and all the guys thought it was just great. She was really macho female. And anyway, the Holy Spirit said, "You better learn how to duck if you're going to witness." So I just thank God that I am going to witness. I don't care what happens. And they may do things to me like they did him. But that's what we got to look forward to. And I love it. It was fun. Thank you, Jesus.
I'm reminded of the scripture, and I believe it's in Luke or John, but Jesus said, "I came not to judge the world. There's one that judges. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge you in the last day." You remember that scripture? Yes. So there it is in the word. That's going to be our judge. Okay, I think we have some announcements. So, Charles?
The devil is really good at quoting scripture out of context. "Judge not, lest thou be judged." Matthew chapter 7, right? Verse 1. But they conveniently have never read the next 8 to 10 verses. For with what judgment you judge, you shall be judged. Right? So if we hold people accountable to a standard, that's a standard. You're right, Joanne. People know the Bible. You're not supposed to judge me, right? But at the same time, well, is it judgment or is it a warning? The message of truth is never really welcome. That just kind of leads in. I thought it was very interesting what Thomas had to say, what Michael had to say, what Joanne had to say. Now, if you're not aware of this, the latest newsletter here is available. It's in the bookstore. If you haven't got a copy already, make sure you grab a copy today. It's full of a lot of good stuff. I wanted to do some announcements here. John just finished a series called Biblical Truth Concerning the State of Israel. So there's that word again, truth. And biblical in front of it, which means if God said it, you can believe it, and it will stand the test of time. Now, the State of Israel is always going to be a hot-button topic. It doesn't matter if it's 100 years ago or 50 years in the future. It is very much a part of prophecy. It's intertwined into the book of Revelation. God chose to take his seed, the Messiah, out of Israel, but so did the devil. And so no matter what we humans do here on this earth, Israel is always going to be a part of it. And so the purpose of this series was really just to bring out what does the Bible say about the state of Israel, the people of Israel, and so forth. And John took about 13 sermons to go through this. And how was it created from the very beginning? It's recreation in 1948, when it just came into being overnight. And who are these Zionists? Who are Christian Zionists? Who were the Sadducees and the Pharisees and the politics that were going on? And the prophets that led up to the time of when the Messiah was going to arrive, and when he actually did arrive, how was he received, and how did they treat him, and what was the view of the public, and so forth. So, Pastor John, you know, when people think of a sermon, sometimes I think people think it's a half hour. At least in the church where I was growing up, it was that. 45 minutes at the most, and when you get 45 minutes into the sermon, usually you're halfway with Pastor John. And so when I say it's 13 parts, it really is 13 parts. It's not light stuff. Many times, and you're going to see this when we show up the different formats it's available in, you think, oh, well, you know, it's 13 parts. I'll get back into that in a bit. Now, I just wanted to touch on this last thing of where the truth about the state of Israel is headed. Right now, we have a lot of turmoil that's happening in the world with Israel and the latest administration that we have with President-elect Obama. Now, he's doing a lot of things that are making the Zionists who are over there very, very angry, and it just seems like there is just infighting that's going on and what's happening. And, you know, I mentioned that in the book of Revelation, it says that the temple is going to be rebuilt. In fact, it's going to be the seat of power for the Antichrist himself. He's going to rule out of Jerusalem. And so we have heard the entire series, and I'm kind of preaching to the choir right now, but this is also for the people who are watching the webcast or for later who haven't heard this series. Pastor John, when he does outlines, you know full well, it's not just a little half sheet, but he writes out scriptures, he writes out his talking points, and the whole point of it is that we could take and share it, or someone could just pick it up and read it and understand it, because we might not be around to explain it to them. The summary of this series, and I'll just read this here from the newsletter, is to establish biblical truth in order to keep people out of the clutches of the Antichrist system and to reject the mark of the beast. That is what the whole series, the finale, ends up with, because that is the reality that we're heading into. And so I mentioned that, you know, when John does a sermon, it's quite long. And so what we decided to do was split it into two volumes. And so if you look here on screen, you're going to see it's on cassette. And what we did was put 11 cassettes in each volume. And so the cassettes are filled up, and they're both $39 a piece. And then you have it on CD as well. And it's 14 discs in the first volume and 12 discs in the second volume, and they both go for $39 also. And then, if you just don't want to see it or just listen to it, but you want to see it as well, we have it on DVD. Every week we're sitting here recording things. Now, all of this, the audio and the video, is on the website, freely available to anybody. If they want to purchase it, they can do that so also. But it is freely available. And so the DVDs are split into two volumes, 7 DVDs in the first one and 6 DVDs in the second volume at $42 and $36. And then if you're like me, you got a smartphone or you got an iPod, you got something and you like to listen to it on the go, and maybe you don't have a fast internet connection, this is the way to go with the MP3 CD. $30, it gets you all 13 messages. It's high quality MP3. So I think that this is going to be a series that as a church we're going to sit in here and point people back to, oh, well, you have questions about this? Read this. Listen to this. Watch this, because the foundation has been laid. And it's once the wheel is made, we can reinvent the wheel, but why take the time to do that? So, okay, the next thing I want to talk about is we got a little book called He Leadeth Me. And I had never really heard of this until I came across it. In fact, I was listening to the radio one day, and I was listening to Chuck Swindoll, and he was talking about Psalm 23. And in the course of Psalm 23, he started quoting a book. And this was the book, He Leadeth Me, Shepherd Life in Palestine. And it's written by C.W. Slemming, Charles W. Slemming, but he goes by C.W. And what he did is he took Psalm 23 and he breaks it down and he explains it verse by verse. Now, everybody I'm sure has read Psalm 23 and you find it very comforting, but do we really understand everything that they say when he says, he prepares a table for me in the presence of my enemies? What exactly does it mean that? David, a shepherd, was writing from that point of view. What did he mean when he said that? He said, you anoint my head with oil. My cup runneth over. What exactly did he mean by that? Was he talking about that he had set up a feast in the field and, you know, and he invited his enemies? And this is what C.W. Slemming brings out, is he brings out what shepherd life was actually like in those days. A few weeks ago we had a song, and I can't remember what the title of it was, but the background picture, you remember I showed you that? And it was this rock formation with one entrance. And he brings out what the shepherds did at night when they brought their sheep in. And so it really gives you an understanding, because what David said was, is he said, the Lord is my shepherd. Now, David was a shepherd himself, but he said, the Lord is my shepherd. And so this is totally applicable to us today, because it brings out what Jesus is to us. So it's a great little book. It opened my eyes, and I wholeheartedly recommend it. It is $6. And then the next thing is another little booklet that we have produced here in this ministry. Now, many of you have read the Dove magazines, and this is nothing new, but we're reintroducing it again. It's called Showdown in Jerusalem. And what happened was a man by the name of Gert Timmerman, he took a bunch of John's articles that he had written in the Dove magazines, and he condensed them into a digest of sort, and showed how the inception of a world government has started and where we're headed today, who the players were, and it just goes back in history. And what it is it's an irrefutable timeline of things that have happened from a world government perspective, and showing us where we're headed. And I wrote this, we had written this here in the newsletter here. If Christian Zionists, these are the people who believe and they're born again Christians who are misled to believe that they should defend the state of Israel at any cost whatsoever, at any cost. But if they would take the time to study the truth, okay, in this little booklet, basically their support would evaporate instantly and they would simply say, I cannot reconcile this stand that I am taking with what the Bible actually says. So it's called Showdown in Jerusalem, and it's $3. And I'm going to let Pastor John finish up the next two things here.
Well, good morning. We have the first book I'd like to just share briefly with you is The Bastard Curse. And it's a nasty title. But when I read that probably a year or 2 years ago, I realized a lot of things in my personal life had not been taken care of. And so I read it, and as I read it, I just kept praying here and praying there and so on, and it really helped me out. Also, in a newsletter, the Manchurian candidate I'm bringing out, that Barry Obama, is a bastard. He was conceived out of wedlock, and there's a bastard curse upon him. So I recommend that book. The other book that we have here is Created in His Image, and this is a great book. It's a great follow-up because we have we do course number 3 after deliverance, and after that we have Henry White's book, A More Excellent Way. And then we had Art Mathias, Biblical Principle of Biblical Freedom. And then this book is a tremendous follow-up in healing, and I recommend it very much. These all things here we talked about today are available in the bookstore today. So but they brought down all the supplies. You can pick them up here today. And for those of you that are watching us, you can simply order them via our bookstore on the internet. At this time now, I would like to take time for prayer. And I want to give a testimony before as we pray here. And let me say this. I got a phone call from Thomas this week. And he said that he got a brand new suit. And you know, when Thomas rides a motorcycle, you know, he doesn't dress in a suit, and he has some lovely suits. But the way he said it, I realized this was not a regular suit. And so he's going to go down to the tea party rally at the Sacramento Capitol. And I told him this, I said, well, you know, God bless you, brother. Be bold. But I said, I don't want you to wear your uniform to church. I said, that we not quite right. But to all of you, if you'd like to see Thomas' brand new suit, join him Friday at the state capitol. And I'm sure that you will not be disappointed when you see our own Thomas Burns in his brand new suit on the lawn at the Capitol. He might even make a television program. Who knows? So thank you, Thomas, for being bold. All right. This is a testimony from Sweden. It's a follow-up. And you remember we talked about the man that he called himself Grace Man. And so he wrote this letter after he had rededicated himself and so on. And this came in, I believe, Monday or Tuesday this week. And he said, I need prayer for one thing. The company I work for since 2.5 years ago, they went belly up. They simply bankrupt. And all of us lost our jobs. Immediately, I looked for a lot of different places to work, because I feel responsible to pay for my family and to take care of my family. And I got a job on a certain place. It's a bookstore, and I'm not going to say the name of it. It's in Gothenburg. And he got the job before, he says, God woke him up, where he rededicated his life. And now I wonder, am I having the right job? May I, as a Christian, sell secular books that are helping people to get further away from God? It's a nice way of talking about pornography and a few other things. He said, I had a tough time this week, and so on, and I feel it's very difficult to work for this company, and I want you to pray that Jesus will guide me and take care of this situation. I want his will to be done, not mine. Thankful for your prayers, and I wish you God's great anointing in your lives. Well, I wrote him back about 24 hours later, and I gave him from Matthew, where Jesus said, you cannot serve both God and mammon. You got to make a choice. And I also showed him this, that if we make a choice, then God will bless us. And, you know, it's no way we can really do harmful things and ask God to be blessed. So I just wrote that to him, gave him the scriptures. And the next day or 2 days later came another email simply saying, I quit. After he read that email, looked up the scriptures, he walked down that morning and told the boss, I am quitting. Now, when you quit in Sweden, you don't have any, not workman's comp, unemployment. And so he simply stepped out, totally out, with no compensation whatsoever. And he's only ridiculed his life a few weeks ago. So we really want to pray for Grace Mann today. And I told him this, that God has a job for you that is just for you, and God will open it up and close all other doors. So we do want to pray for that. This is a little long one, but I'm not going to read the whole thing. And this is from, this came in Wednesday, August the 19th. And this is from Florida. Two Florida school officials are facing criminal charges because of prayer they said during a school luncheon. Pace High School Principal Frank Lay and Athletic Director Robert Freeman face criminal contempt charges for allegedly violating a consent decree that prohibits all district school officials from endorsing religion or sponsoring prayer during school events. In addition to facing fines up to 6 months in jail, the officials could lose their retirement benefits. And it is a sad day in America when school officials are criminally prosecuted for a prayer over a meal, said Liberty Counsel founder Matthew D. Staver, who is representing Lay and Freeman. It is outrageous and offensive to the First Amendment to punish a school official for a simple prayer. The consent decree orders stem from a lawsuit the American Civil Liberty Unions, ACLU, filed last year on behalf of two unnamed students who claimed school officials violated church-state separation by promoting their religious beliefs in school. And he goes on here. You know, you can hand out condoms in school. You can have people, you know, counsel them to have abortions or murdering their babies. But if you pray, watch out. That is a criminal offense. Can you imagine now we have come this far in America? This is how far we come. That when you pray in the name of Jesus, you might go to jail. Why are they able to do this? Because most of the people are simply quiet. No one is raising any questions. It's time for us to pray and also to do some protest. Well, we're going to be praying here and so I've got a number of prayer requests here. So at this time, let's have everyone who wants to come up and help us to pray, come around here. We gather around the altar here. as we're going to be praying here today for these different events. And I'm going to ask Thomas if you can pray for a grace man in Gothenburg, Sweden. And Charles, if you would pray against this people here that are hindering us from praying in school. And we're going to have, I have this prayer request here. Here we go. Pray that God will send more musicians to our church. We need more musicians. And I'm going to ask Michael Gutong if you would take this prayer request and pray for this. And so just come on up here, stand up here. We need to pray for our finances. Last week, I talked about it, and I only had a handful, not even enough to count the one hand that responded to us. But these people helped us out, and I thank you very much. 66% of the rent was paid this week. And we still have 33% to go. And the pastor and his wife received some salary last week. So Karen Leach, would you pray for this? And then we have a prayer request here for Charles and Yekaterina. Her name is Yekaterina. We call her Katerina. That they will have the strength to go the last mile of a pregnancy with a baby due in November. Now let me say something about Charles. He's wearing a lot of hats. He's putting in sometimes up to 10 hours up there. He's handling the website, the videos. He's doing our editing books. You saw the presentation today and so on. So we need help. So I'm going to ask Brother Vasily to come and pray for Charles and Katerina. Would you stand behind me and be ready to pray? Also, we want to say, praise God, the Timmermans from Belgium came back safely from South Africa, and they had several chances to witness for Christ. So I'm going to ask Carol if you would give praise and thanks here for the Timmermans. We got some things to pray about here today. And then, platform is getting smaller and smaller. Okay. Pray that God will send us a video editor so that Charles can be relieved of this job. We need a video editor. It's a job that will take at least 16 hours per week, must be done on Monday and Tuesday of each week. So I'm going to ask my wife, Ina, if you will pray for this request. And then I have a final one left here, and I'm looking around what I got left. And this is a prayer request here from Michael Moore. And he's saying, please pray for me for pain in my back and neck and for healing and strength. So, Sister Lois, you take this. So let's just start over here. We start with you and just go all the way around.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you with our humble hearts today. And we thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you will move in a mighty way. You know exactly every need here. And I thank you, my Heavenly Father, that you will move on this position of being one that takes care of the videos. And so shots can be free from that position. And it's a great need. And we praise you, God. I give you the honor and glory of what you're going to do in the ministry. And I thank you that you already have heard those prayers right now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we thank you for this day, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to come and assemble freely without any outside interruption, Lord. We thank you for preserving that freedom for us, Lord. And Father, we thank you, Father, for freedom for Christians around the world also, Lord. And we want to lift up this man to you, Grace Man. I mean, what a beautiful name. So we thank you, Father, that he had the courage to say, no, I'm not going to do or take part in these kind of corrupt things and further the kingdom of darkness. But he decided he wants to work in an environment that is in your choosing, Lord. And we thank you, Father, that you have a job for him. He need not even worry about it in the least. You are able to provide for your own, Lord. And I'm reminded of the scripture that says, never have you seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. So, Father, we thank you that you would lead him, guide him. And we thank you for that job to come quickly. And then also that he would have increased faith, Lord. And that he would not even think about that there's not going to be a job. I mean, Satan will try to enter in and stir up all kinds of garbage and emotions and give him the strength to resist and rebuke that and to walk in faith. And thank you for that praise report, Lord, that we know is already coming, that you positioned him and in the right place at the right time, and he has been mightily blessed with that new job. So we thank you for that, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, I just want to thank you and praise you for meeting the needs, the financial needs of this church. I thank you that you're always on time. You always have the perfect timing, and it, even though it seems may seem like you're not on time to us, you are in total and complete control. And I praise you for the money that came in last week and moving upon the people who sent in their money. And I just want ask that you would, I know that you've already spoken to various people across the nation who are listening to us, and that there may be some hindrances out there that are preventing them from responding. And right now I come against all those hindrances, those demonic hindrances, in the name of Jesus. And I ask that the Holy Spirit would move and open up their hearts so that they would be able to respond. And I just thank you for that victory is going to be accomplished in your time, and it'll be accomplished before the end of the month. And we're claiming that promise right now by the mighty name of Jesus, and that we have no fear, we have no doubt, but we're just standing firm on your word that you are in total and complete control, and you're going to take care of us. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for that godly family of the Timmermans, and we thank you that your Holy Spirit has kept them safe, even though they have traveled in dangerous territory. We thank you also that you have anointed them to spread the word of Jesus, to testify and give glory to God. We pray an increase on their anointing to teach. And we thank you for this family being united in Christ, and that every member of the family will be anointed to even do more witnessing. In Jesus' name.
Heavenly Father, please forgive me for any unforgiveness in my heart, and I receive your forgiveness. Heavenly Father, we lift up Charles and Yekaterina on expecting their fourth child. Heavenly Father, we pray for the strength of them in receiving this child, and we just want to remind them that we have them in our prayers on a daily basis. We love them, and we know that Natalia is looking forward to play with their new arrival. In Jesus' name, amen.
Dear God, we come to you in corporate prayer here with true faith in what you are. We ask that somehow musicians come here, inspired musicians. You know, the greatest music, your way, your word. I've heard a little bit of that. I haven't heard very much of that. Yes, I'd like a lot of worldly music. Why? Well, because the talent is going to the worldly music. So I would ask that you would help all of us discover our talents and use our talents for you. Like, for example, I ask about an organ. We have an excellent organist here, very rhythmic. It's a wonderful thing to hear him at the organ. What we could use is more inspired people here. I like music. I'm not a musician myself, of course, but as I ask you that you lead people, as you do, in a way, I don't have to ask this, but just that you somehow in your way to bless this church, to have the musicians come, those with real talent that you've given and a heart for you to come here, and those people to be bold within the church that have some of that. Today we sang a cappella without musicians and without the instruments, that is, only the instrument of ourself. And I said, well, something was missing today. It was the music, the instruments other than ourselves. So we asked to complete this. We would like an orchestra here. We would like everything we can get here to have the real music. Music is terrifically powerful. And I'm always hungry for the talent, the instrumentation, the orchestration, the verbiage of you, you in there. So we ask that that all happen and that these people come to this church. This is a true church and to come here to really worship you, to learn about you, and to play their instruments here. In Jesus' name I ask this. Amen.
Father, we lift up these two men who were Christians. They did something basic. They prayed for a meal. Someone has been offended by it, and now they're being persecuted. And Father, I sit here and I think back to how Americans abandoned the American educational system and just left it. The ungodly people came in, took it over, and now we are reaping it completely. And Father, I honestly don't know if we're ever going to be able to turn that around, but that is my desire and my prayer. And Father, I ask that you would just increase my faith when it comes to that, to be able to believe, to just to have just the tiniest ounce of faith, because I know that's what it takes for you to work with us. So, Father, when it comes to these two men now, the charges sound serious, and the ramifications can affect them for years to come. And you have uneducated people who think that they're educated, who don't understand that our laws were simply set up to protect us from a church state, but not from individuals who could exercise their rights to be able to express themselves, even if it happened to be religiously. And it is a shame that they are sitting here being persecuted for that. Amen. And Father, we just ask that you would just make an example of this, that they would come out stronger than they came in before, and that this thing will be resolved, and that the ACLU, this ungodly organization, will be sent packing with their tails between their legs in defeat, Father God, having to foot the bill also for this because they lost the case. And Father, they have so much money, it's just like a drop in the bucket to them. But Father, we ask that you would just move upon the prosecutors in this case that are doing this, that just like Saul, who become Paul, that you would move upon them, and that we would have some miracles come out of this, something good that would come out of this. And that not just that the case would be resolved, but that there would be souls won in the process. Amen. And that's what the battle comes down to, souls, every single day. So, Father, we thank you for this victory now. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father God, we lift up Michael Moore to you. Lord, you know Michael. He's been a Christian for many years. He's walked with you, Lord. And he's worked very hard physically and willingly for your service. And Father God, he's having back pain and shoulder pain, neck pain. Father God, we don't know if he's got a slipped disc or if he has vertebrae that are out of alignment or what the problem is. But by Jesus' stripes, he was healed of all of these things. And so we claim that, Lord, and we ask you to touch him now, today, and take away all the pain by correcting what is out of place and what is wrong, Lord God. And any other thing that he needs health-wise, that he needs healing for, Lord, we put it all before you and ask you to do it, Lord. And we thank you and praise you for it, because we know we can ask you, and we know that we can expect a beautiful miracle healing. And Father, we ask you to be with Michael in every way. Help him to walk a close walk with you. Keep him faithful. Keep him pure. And bless him, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you right now for what you have done and what you're doing. And Father God, one of the nations that we are heavily involved in is Sweden. And we want to thank you today, Father God, that you're going to be moving upon these men over there. We thank you, Father God, right now for touching Mons, that Father God, he will be totally restored from that surgery he had, Father, that he will no longer have to sit and nurse it, but Father God, he'll be back strong and can do and be bold, as he is a bold man that does not bow down, but he's simply proclaiming Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for Alan, who is also proclaiming Jesus with his wife, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for Graceman, and they are for Torbjorn and his wife Ulla, Father God. We thank you for these people, for Christina and many others that are there, Father God, are listening to us and doing things. And I pray, Father God, for your Holy Ghost to come upon these men and women to be bold, strong, moving forward, and despite the moral decay and the hell that Sweden is right now, that they will begin to shine, that you will spark a revival and awakening through these people. And we thank you for that. We thank you, Father God, right now you took care of Reggie Shin as he had surgery Friday. We thank you, Father God, he's already home after hernia operation. We thank you for healing his flesh fast, Father God, and to bring him back to church and to do what you have him to do, Father God. And I thank you right now, Lord, for the boldness of this church. And we lift up Thomas Burns to you right now as he's spearheading this event this coming week. The Father God, whoever goes with him, Lord, that we be bold and not only share about our nation, but also share Jesus Christ with a dying world. And I thank you, Father God, for the privilege of the pastor to have bold men and women in his church that aren't afraid to stand up for Jesus, even if it's not popular. And we thank you, Father God, for having answered all the prayers here today, for all the needs that is in this church. And we give you praise and worship for that now. And we ask you this in Jesus' name, and those who agree to these prayers shouted, Amen. Amen. Praise God. You may be seated.